Governor makes Minnesota refuge for doctors to provide genital mutilation, chemical castration. By Bracken F. Teese on March 8, 2023. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., signed an executive order Thursday making his state a refuge for persons seeking transgender surgeries and drugs and the doctors willing to prescribe them. The order buys entirely into the controversial gender-affirming care model that has become at best dubious in Western medicine, with doctors around the globe slowing and halting its practice. Today, Minnesota joins other states and a growing number of municipalities that have acted in solidarity with the LGBTQIA+ community, the order states. We stand with this community by maintaining a refuge for those who seek and provide gender-affirming healthcare services. In doing so, Walz has directed that all state agencies to the fullest extent of their lawful authority to protect people and entities providing, assisting, seeking, or obtaining such treatment. He is also ordering various departments to issue a joint administrative bulletin to health insurance companies regarding insurance coverage of the purportedly medically necessary drugs and procedures. Barring certain caveats, Walz places a moratorium on aiding in any investigation that would result in doctors or parents being held liable for pursuing a gender-affirming care style of dealing with gender dysphoria. No state agency will comply with a subpoena issued in another state seeking information about a person or person's child who travels to this state for gender-affirming health care services related to potential child protection matters or criminal charges against a parent, guardian, or provider for seeking, obtaining, or providing gender-affirming health benefits, the order states. Left unanswered, however, is if a person's child would be allowed to travel to Minnesota to seek the drugs and procedures without parental consent. Perhaps most ominously, Walz included a protection against extradition, which allows him to use discretion to decline requests for the arrest or surrender of anyone charged with a crime regarding transgender procedures in another state. In his justification for such drastic protections for the gender affirmation model, Walz lists many professional organizations that make up the American medical establishment that advocate for the affirmation model. Those organizations include the American Medical Association, the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, the American Academy of Pediatricians, the Endocrine Society, the Society for Adolescent Health and Medicine, the American Psychological Association, the American Psychiatric Association, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. These organizations heavily advocate for the affirmation model despite the fact that their European counterparts are sounding the alarm. As Breitbart News reported, the UK's National Health Service, NHS, is warning that children who believe they are transgender are merely going through a phase, and doctors should encourage them against using preferred pronouns or other names. While British doctors are placing strict bans on puberty blocker prescriptions and even shutting down a transgender clinic for being not safe for children, and replacing therapists with medical doctors, the American medical establishment and federal government are pushing full steam ahead on supporting childhood gender transitions. The NHS England report even warned against social transition, changing names, pronouns, and wearing clothes associated with the opposite sex, saying that such actions are not neutral and in fact have significant effects on psychological functioning. Read the executive order here. EO 2303 signed and filed underscore T. By Breitbart News. Bracken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Bracken F. Teese.